Today we want to discuss a new class of algorithms in molecular dynamics that have the aim of allowing us to compute dynamical quantities, but in the canonical ensemble. There are several different ways to perform molecular dynamics simulations in the canonical ensemble, and I will discuss one of the simplest methods, which is the so-called Nose-Hoover method. In the Nose-Hoover method, one uses an extended ensemble, in the sense that one introduces a new variable, S, which is supposed to be positive, and a momentum, PS. Physically, S and PS represent the reservoir, because physically, in the canonical ensemble, one imagines the system to be in thermal contact with a reservoir with which the system can exchange heat, so energy can go from the system to the reservoir and back, so that the temperature is fixed. So in the canonical ensemble, we need a reservoir, and S represents the reservoir, is the variable which gives the dynamics of the reservoir, and PS is the corresponding momentum. We'll see in practice how this interpretation is natural when we look at the equation, the evolution equation of the system. So we consider a Hamiltonian, which is somewhat non-canonical. So there is a kinetic term for the particles. I is the index of the particle. But note that we have p squared I divided by 2ms squared. So S, which is the reservoir variable, appears in the kinetic energy of the particles. And this is the term which couples the system, characterized by the positions Ri and by the momentum Pi, with the reservoir. So the coupling between reservoir and system is here, in the kinetic term, in the presence of this 1 over s squared in the kinetic energy. Then we have the canonical potential energy, and then we have the energy of the reservoir, which has a standard kinetic term, p squared s divided by 2q. Q is some sense a mass, and we'll see what is the meaning of Q in the next part of the lecture. And then we have some kind of potential for the reservoir variable S, which is GKT, logarithm of S. See here that there are two free parameters in this extended Hamiltonian. One is the mass of the reservoir, so the mass of S, the capital Q, and this will play an important role. It will control the speed with which heat is transferred from the system to the reservoir. So Q controls the speed, the ability of the reservoir to exchange heat, so energy, with the system. And then we have a second parameter, which is G, and which will be properly fixed below. So what we want to do first? So we want to do molecular dynamics. So molecular dynamics means that we want to compute quantities in the microcanonical ensemble with respect to this extended Hamiltonian. And then we want to relate these microcanonical averages with respect to this extended ensemble H with canonical averages in the standard ensemble in which the Hamiltonian is p squared over 2m plus u. So the standard canonical averages. So this is the aim that we have. So let's consider an observable, which is a function of the momenta and of the coordinates of the particles. So p and q are the position of the particle and the momenta. P does not include the ps, so ps is not one of the momenta. A does not depend on the observable, on the variable of the reservoir. And we want to compute the average value of A in the canonical ensemble. So this is the aim of our calculation. So we start with this somewhat funny observable at page 2. So we compute 1 divided by S alpha multiplied by A, which is a function of P over S and Q. And we want to compute the average value of this quantity in the extended system, so in the presence of the reservoir, in the microcanonical ensemble. So this is the quantity that we want to compute. And this is omega, 1 over omega, which is the normalization, so the integral, the same integral which is written immediately after, but without the quantity A. And then we integrate over the momenta P, the coordinates Q, over the reservoir variable ds, over the momentum dps, the observable, and since we are in the microcanonical ensemble, there is a delta function of h external minus e, and e is the total energy of the system. So this is the quantity that we want to compute. So we do a certain number of changes of variable and integrations. So first thing, we change variable. So we replace P over S with P prime so that the part which contains the momentum of the system and the potential energy becomes canonical. So we define H0, which is the sum over I of P prime squared over 2m plus u, which is the standard Hamiltonian. And then we define H1, which is H0 plus the kinetic term for the reservoir. And if we do this change of variable, nothing changes except that dp, the integral of dp, is replaced by s to the power 3n multiplied by dp prime 3n. And moreover, I have replaced h external in the delta function with h1 plus gkt, the logarithm of s. Then we rewrite everything and we single out all terms that depend on S. And there are only two terms that depend on S. One, there is this factor S3 to the power 3n minus alpha. And then there is the delta function. And then we do the integration over S using the delta function. So what we define first x equal to gkt, the logarithm of s, so that s is the exponential of x divided by gkt. If we do that, then we have to take into account the change of variable, and so we get 1 over gkt, the integral over dx, the exponential of 3n plus 1 minus alpha x divided by gkt, multiply the delta function of x plus h1 minus e. Note that 3n minus alpha becomes 3n minus alpha plus 1, and 1 is of course due to the fact that the differential of s in the change of variable gives rise to an exponential of x divided by gkt times dx over gkt. And second thing, note that S goes from 0 to infinity, so x goes from minus infinity to plus infinity. Then we use the delta function to perform the integration, and in this way we see that the integral over S is one prefactor, quite irrelevant, 1 over gkt, times the exponential of 3n plus 1 minus alpha, multiplying e minus h1 divided gkt. So at this point, we rewrite everything for our mean value. So we replace the integral over S with its expression. And then we again separate the variables. So we write H1 as H0 plus P squared S over 2Q. And then we separate the terms that contain the integral over dP prime and dQ from the integral that depends on dps. So at the end, note that the integral over p prime and q does not contain anything which depends on ps, while the integral over ps does not contain anything that depends on p prime and q. So this is just a factorization of the integral into two parts, And let's call the integral over Ps, which does not depend on P prime and Q, let's call it M. So at the end, we have obtained that our average value is M divided by omega GKT, so a constant, and then we have the integral over D3N P prime, D3N Q, AP prime Q, the exponential of minus 3n plus 1 minus alpha divided by gkt, divided by, multiplied by h0. This integral looks very similar to the integral that we have when we perform canonical averages. The only difference, h0 is the canonical Hamiltonian, the only difference is the prefactor, which should be beta, so 1 over kt. So in order to obtain a canonical average, we fix the value of g. G is a free parameter up to now. And so we take g equal to 3n plus 1 minus alpha. So if we do that, then we obtain a quantity. So if we fix g to this quantity, then the integral becomes d3n over p prime, the integral over q, a of p prime q, e to minus beta. H0. And this is essentially the canonical average. It is enough to divide and multiply by the canonical partition function z. So in this way, we see that this funny integral, the average value of 1 over s alpha a of ps and q, computed in the microcanonical ensemble for the extended Hamiltonian, is proportional to the canonical average of A with a prefactor which contains the partition function, the canonical partition function, the microcanonical partition function, another constant M, and GKT. So we want to eliminate this prefactor here, and so we use this formula setting A equal to 1. So if we replace A with 1, since the canonical average of 1 is of course 1, we see that the prefactor is the average value in the extended microcanonical case of 1 over S alpha. And so we obtain a relation between the canonical average and average and the ratio of two averages in the microcanonical ensemble if we use this extended Hamiltonian. But of course, this only happens if alpha, which is the quantity which is written here in front of the observable, and g are correlated. So for each value of alpha, we should choose a value of g, which is 3n plus 1 minus alpha.